USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A newly unsealed indictment says a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer has been charged with accepting bribes to allow drug-laden vehicles across the U.S.-Mexico border. Prosecutors allege Leonard Darnell George took items of value in return for letting vehicles carrying drugs into the country. Others charged in the indictment allegedly coordinated the smuggling of methamphetamine, fentanyl, cocaine and heroin from Mexico into the U.S. Baltimore police are still looking for at least two suspects after Sunday's deadly mass shooting at a block party. Aliyah Gonzalez's mother, Crystal, says her daughter wanted to be remembered as a person full of life.
She was amazing, but she was going to be so big, and her star is so bright.
The shooting left an 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man dead and 28 others injured. 15 of those injured are under the age of 18. Police in Philadelphia, meantime, are investigating after five people were killed and two others injured in a mass shooting Monday. The suspected gunman's in custody, described as a man with an AR-style rifle, body armor, and a police scanner. Elsewhere, in Fort Worth, Texas, another mass shooting left at least three people dead and eight others wounded. A judge says the Biden administration may have gone too far when it silenced opposing views during the COVID pandemic.
A federal judge in Louisiana ruled on the 4th of July that the Biden administration violated the First Amendment by censoring unfavorable views on social media over the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
And the Secret Service is investigating a suspicious substance found inside the White House this July 4th.
Discovered a white powdery substance during routine patrols of the White House and immediately called this in.
NBC News White House correspondent Mike Mamoli. The Washington Post reports the white powder substance came up as cocaine in a preliminary test. This is USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
One person is dead, four others injured after a fireworks explosion in East Texas. Police say the incident happened Tuesday morning in Gilmer, 130 miles east of Dallas. Officials say the accident happened while the fireworks are being prepped for an event later in the day. President Biden says he knows the last couple years have been difficult for teachers.
We ask so much of you, and I want you to know I see you, we see you, we thank you.
Speaking at a National Education Association event, Biden said educators need to be paid what they are really worth, and his administration has helped forgive loans for teachers across the country. An NBC News poll found Democrats are more likely to have donated to a political campaign than Republicans within the past 2 years. The poll found 37% were Democrats, 26% were Republicans, and 22% were independents. Joey Chestnut is once again the champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Chestnut won his 16th championship after the event was delayed for more than 2 hours due to severe weather. Chestnut downed 62 hot dogs in 10 minutes, which was 14 hot dogs short of his record of 76. The 39-year-old said it was an emotional roller coaster because of the weather delay, but he's happy he got a win. As for dinner, Chestnut says it's a liquid diet and he does have some room for beers. On the women's side, Mickey Sudo defended her title by eating 39 and a half hot dogs. Lisa G, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.